Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, for the maid.
In this segment, we look at children's songs, many of which have ancient lyrics and references. As songs are passed from parent to child or child to child, it's very natural to sing about our surroundings and what we overhear. What is surprising, though, are the often morbid origins of these songs. Death, disease, cruelty, religious conflict, politics, war, corruption, taxes, you name it. As time goes on, many lyrics become garbled by oral transmission, and overt references to terrible things are generally missing. Then again, sometimes not. Ba Ba Black Sheep, sung here by Rafi and friends, is about the medieval wool tax of 1275. At that time, the wealth of England was based on wool. The lyrics expressed resentment over heavy taxation, where a third of the cost of a sack went to the king, another went to the church, and the last to the farmer. This next song, Killiecrankie, refers to the famous Battle of Killiecrankie in Scotland in 1689, which was part of the Jacobite Risings, violent conflicts in Scotland, England, and Ireland over monarchies and religion. Sung here by Kentucky folk singer Gene Ritchie in the 1950s, Killiecrankie is a play party song and dance that makes up part of the fabric of rural American history.
Killiecrankie is my song, sing and dance it all day long, from my elbow to my wrist. Now we do the double twist. Broke my arm, swinging pretty Nancy. Broke my leg, dancing Killiecrankie.
Love Somebody, Yes I Do is another American play party song derived from the dance tune Soldier's Joy, a title that refers to whiskey, beer, morphine, or other painkillers used by soldiers. Here is Atwater Donnelly playing a bit of Love Somebody, Yes I Do in Soldier's Round, a composite of several American folk songs created by Daniel Dutton of Somerset, Kentucky.
Dance all night, fiddle all day. You are your mama's darling boy, you are your mama's darling boy, you are your mama's darling boy, so play that tune called Soldier's Joy.
London Bridge is Falling Down is thought to date back to the Middle Ages. One theory has to do with an 11th century Viking attack and destruction of the bridge. Another is that of child sacrifice, that a bridge would collapse unless a human was buried in its foundations. Here is a variant from the Alan Lomax folk song archive recorded in Scotland in 1951.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Tea time, dinner time, supper time, dinner time, dinner time, crash.
I've Been Working on the Railroad, sung here by Ella Jenkins and friends in 1982, has distinct parts, adapted in the 19th century, possibly from an old Irish hymn, as well as an African-American spiritual called I've Been Working on the Levee, sung by labor gangs on the Mississippi River. Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah was a separate, older song that was later tagged onto the end. Dinah was a generic name for an enslaved African woman.
I've been working on the railroad
all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. one's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, 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 strumming on the old banjo.
Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning.
Here we go round the mulberry bush, sung here by Pete Seeger, is thought to have originated in England's Wakefield prison built in 1594, where female prisoners were exercised around a mulberry tree.
Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. Well, they all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut off the tails with the carving knife. Or did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Three blind mice.
Three Blind Mice, sung here in the 1960s on the Hootenanny TV series, is supposedly a tribute to Queen Mary I of England and Ireland in the 16th century. Also known as Bloody Mary, she was famous for her executions. The three mice symbolize Protestant bishops who conspired to overthrow the queen and were burned at the stake for heresy. Historians suggest that their blindness referred to their religious beliefs. And finally, Froggy Went A-Courtin' is one of the most widely played children's songs in English language folk music. The earliest known version was published in 1549 and refers to female royalty as the mouse and her French suitor as the frog. With hundreds of variants, the song even made its way onto a Tom and Jerry cartoon episode in 1955, featuring Oklahoma-born comic actor and musician Shug Fisher, who plays Jerry's Uncle Pecos.
Whoa! Oh, yeah, it's kind of pretty before it gets started, ain't it? Oh, Froggy Went A-Courtin', he did ride Crambo. Froggy Went A-Courtin', he did ride Crambo. Froggy Went A-Courtin', he did ride a sword and a revolver by his side, Crambo. Crambo killed la 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 la. Flop doo yellow bug, too lot of the too lot of the. That's a hard part right in there, and a nephew. Crambo killed la 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 la. Flop doo yellow bug, too lot of the. Cover up, stop, bottom it.